More trains carrying oil are bound for Northwest refineries. Today, Shell Oil will be meeting with Skagit County officials. They'll be talking about plans to build a rail extension to deliver oil from North Dakota to their refinery in Anacortes. KUOW's Ashley Ahern reports for EarthFix.
Shell Oil wants to build a 5,500-foot-long rail spur to bring trains from the existing BNSF rail line to their refinery on Marches Point. The tracks would enable up to 6 trains per week to deliver crude oil from the Bakken oil fields of North Dakota, trains measuring more than a mile in length. The company says receiving oil by rail will not increase their overall output because the amount of oil arriving from Alaska has decreased in recent years. Shell says the project could destroy some wetlands and has applied for a permit with the Army Corps of Engineers under the Clean Water Act. Shell's Anacortes refinery is the second largest in the state. There are now 3 places in Washington receiving oil by rail, with 7 others considering new rail-to-ship or rail-to-refinery projects. Oil arriving by rail is not taxed to pay for spill cleanup, unlike oil that arrives by ship. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.